events coming up. But tonight we have Mary Esther, who's going to be speaking about her life as an architect in Guanajuato and her sustainability projects and et cetera. So,
Thank you very much for inviting me. I love to talk about sustainable architecture and my life project is Carola. So, some images that maybe you have, you already know, beside a restaurant and gastronomy space, Scarola is an art space and also wellness space. We have a yoga studio and many different activities for to invite a different lifestyle. I am going to talk about the city because it's the reason for how to make Scarola and the architecture as we made it in this time, because we are in a historical city and historic is something really
limited.
It's the reason of the city. So context and urban history, the main, you said limitation or
what? Because they have rules.
Yeah, but also the rules comes from the context and the nature, the mountains, the river. So the if we have to choose one place for to found a city, maybe the less appropriated space is the mountains and a place as Guanajuato is placed. So the city was born with these limitations because the main reason is the silver and the richness of under the
and this is where the silver was.
It's the silver. So a city built with rocks, clay and goods in a no appropriated space and in a really complex adaptation process. So the city was declared as a World Heritage Site in 1988, and before that we didn't have rules and limitations for transform the city. So the scale and the limits of the city was on a small place. And this the polygon of the declaration. So the, maybe for even for people living in Guanajuato is not clear. The limits are, if I live in La Presa, how are the rules, and I have to I am demanded to go to INA or not, etc. So this they are the limits. It's from the Estación del Ferrocarril at the north, and so going up in some alleys, this is the Alhóndiga area, and this is the Mezquitate Callejón alley, and this is La Presa and Pastita. So the limits are not exactly one polygon with mathematical references. The field references were like the view, the landscape, and is the reading of the polygon says the names of the alleys only. And sometimes it's polemic and it's hard to decide or define if one building is in or no or out of the polygon. So was like Alto, the declaratory says that is a heritage protect say the Guanajuato city and the towns around as a context where the influence of the minor industry and all the conditions that they originated the city. So the restrictions, strong restrictions are in this polygon. So if we live between or we own a property between Estación del Ferrocarril a la presa, we are in this situation. So,
most of it is dense city. What is, what are they preserving here?
Nothing.
Sure.
It's part of the territory.
Okay.
Anybody who's in here is under those restrictions.
And the views.
Maybe
the
that's
landscape.
Like the Bufa?
The Bufa?
Yes, this is the area of the Bufa. La Bufa is over here.
Ah, I remember about 10 years ago there was a referendum about turning the Bufa into a residential area, and they invoked this whole thing.
Yes, still,
okay.
This
it's
is
still
a conflict.
Oh, it's always a possibility.
A hotel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, it's one part of the ecologist groups has trying to impulse or to the declaratory for a natural area. And still is no conclude. So it's a political conflict, and it's a big issue in the for ordering the territory.
Yeah.
And the
even
most
if you want to get repairs done on your own house,
the most of the houses or the construction there are not permitted. They are well in a.
They let them fall down. That's what they're doing over up on the. There's a house up there that's just falling down there. I don't think they can fix it because they can't afford to fix it under the present rules of being in the colonial.
How was this put together? How long did it take to put together the polygon of 1988? Was it a commission?
Yes, it was an international commission. It's they have to make a kind of first one diagnostic and define it their main reason for which is the city's value or and then to making a polygon. But this yes, it's a commission integrated for local government, federal government, and UNESCO international commission. So this is the reference, and then I am going to talk about the Escarola, the place in Positos, and it's just in the middle, in the corazón, in the heart of the polygon. So we are, although we didn't have a building for to preserve, we are in the heart, in the middle of the preservation area. So we have to. Accomplish of the roles and to follow all the process that INAH, Instituto Nacional de Antropología History, established. So this is the situation when we came was completely in ruins, and we have four numbers, is 34, 34, 36, 38, and 38A is the back of the property. So it used to be three small houses made with adobe, and they fell down maybe 40, 50 years ago. And when we came, this photo was with the land already clean, because we found like a kind of mountain of garbage because it was abandoned. People used to throw away.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So litter,
it was
yeah.
really, and so we clean it and we start to, the first 4 years was investigating and making kind of this kind of excavation for to see the deep of the constructions and looking for the solid soil and the rock for to design one building,
yeah.
And also for to know the all structures that we have to respect or preserve following the instruction of the Anthropology Institute. So these photos belong to the construction and research process. And then we start in 2014, in 2014, with a small cafe. I don't know if you visited. It was like a small hippie coffee shop. And was this is the first area. And now is where we have the Mercadito. It's the local producers market. And we start making a kind of laboratory of bioconstruction using natural techniques and techniques that are not used anymore, but there are a kind of movement for to recover this kind of wisdom and techniques. So because was my as an architect was the chance, the opportunity to really experiment with different techniques because was my property. I can do that in a with another people who were a client. So I start making this kind of techniques and was a collage of different ways to many different manners of to build with reusing materials with the soil and with the things that we found there in the same property. So you still can see these kind of elements. And also because I am involved in the university, we have made many workshops and teaching to students with this kind of techniques because in the school, in architecture formal
curriculum.
Curriculum, they never teach us about this kind of techniques.
Yeah.
Just cement and iron and all mat and this, big structures. So the construction process was separating all the materials, like rocks, big stones, cantera or the green
sand.
Cantera. And gravel, sand, etc. So we separate all the materials and we reuse because we are in the lower part, one mountain, another mountain. Used to have a kind of river, we're going to the main river, and the water comes sand and gravel. And so we found a lot of construction material in the same place, and we reuse all the things, all the material that we found. And it was one process of maybe 8 years, scabbing with the by hand, because it's not for one reason for not to use machines is to don't damage all the structures. And the other reason is because it's not really accessible. It's impossible to go in with a machine with a...
And get one in there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So because the levels and the deep. So we put a big pipe to the through the wall for one truck comes for subterranean street. And at the night, because we are permitted to do this kind of activities only from 12 at night to 6 in the morning. So all the work was in the morning, before 6 in the morning, because it's risk. So we made the adobes in the same city with the soil that we found there when recycling the same adobes when that the small houses that were there in the past. And we found three kinds of, or many colors you can see here. And now that I have researched about the origin of the soil, I have seen that comes from the yellow color comes from Valenciana, and the red one from the high mountains, from Santa Rosa, and the gray one, the most of the soil the most of the adobes that we can see in the most of the constructions in the city is the gray color. It comes from the waste of the miners, the chales. I don't know the word in English.
Tailings. Well, and it's also just
tailings.
Slush. It's, yeah, what you pump out. Yeah, it's.
And it's well.
Tailings
the,
type of thing.
The
yeah.
city was built with this kind of waste, and polluted, because
yeah.
we can find metales pesados. I don't know if
heavy metals, lead, like
yeah.
mercury, like
yeah.
mercury, all those mining chemicals.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's not. Well, that's the story of humanity. So. We reused everything that we found and experimenting with different techniques, reusing bottles. We have reused the most of the bottles that you drink in the restaurant, and our clients in the vitrales de botellas, it's like glasses. We have the project have two kinds of construction techniques. One is the traditional structure in front of the Positos Street with only two levels, exactly as they built it 200 years ago. It's stone in the foundations, and the walls are with adobe, and two levels from the street with adobe. And so we start with this size of adobe, and the first level is this is the white of the wall, and in the second level this is the white. So this just following the geometry for the make a strong structure, starting with a white wall, and in the second level
a narrower.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Yes. So. And the part behind, we have a four levels structure, and the main structure is with iron. And we choose iron because the space, because it's practical, and maybe the ecological print of the iron and concrete is almost the same, but iron always can be folded or melt it and recycle and reuse it, and with concrete we never can do that. So in bioconstruction and in a sustainable view of architecture and construction, we try to avoid cement and or reduce it to the structural elements that we can avoid. Is of course a concrete is a novel element, and it's really easy to create an artificial rock, and we can make it in the size, shape, and so it's something really practical. But it's one of the cement and all the process and movements and market about cement is one of the most contaminated materials in construction, so we try to avoid it. And in this project, it's used only in foundations, but only in the area where we have four levels, and in the enterprises, entrepisos is the roof in the middle. We use it, we use concrete, and we use panels, one prefabricated panel that is easy to
move
and to, yeah. And it's one material with polystyrene and cement that in the market is maybe one constructive system that use the lower percentage of cement for one square meter of construction. So we research and trying to find the less amount of cement for the construction. So the walls in the middle of the are made with soil and with straw, and using decorative
straw bales.
Not exactly like a bowl. We separate it and we mix it with the clay, and
oh,
we and make
it
a mold.
Sort of like an adobe in a way.
Uh huh. But when we have a iron structure,
uh-huh.
beams.
Right.
This is a really small wall. It has 7 centimeters,
oh.
the width of one bottle.
Oh, really?
And so it's really a light wall.
Yeah.
So this is why we use a straw, because it's light, and the clay make like
stick together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's the technique. And
Just the clay and the straw, not a month.
Exactly, and a lot of hours of labor.
Or I'm sure of it.
And a lot of creativity and So this is the constructive process. This is about Escarabella, how we live the project and how it was created, and the dream that we have 14 years ago, 16 years ago, was to create one place where to embed one different lifestyle, for to eat different, to enjoy it in a different way, and to waste our money in a different way, etc. So since we create the concept, the restaurant was like the main project and is the main economical project, and all the activities are around the restaurant, and the menu of the restaurant is plant-based, and we use the most of the ingredients are locally produced. We use some imported ingredients like olives, like jamon serrano, things that we don't have here, but it's a small percentage. So the most of the insumes, so the items, comes from around the city, from Dolores, because I was talking about my family owns a ¿cómo se dice? Una granja.
Grandparents' farm, the barns.
Yeah, my mother and the family, they own a farm in Dolores Hidalgo, and so many of our ingredients comes from there. So we have a good waste management practices with garbage, with so we separate. We are free of single-use plastic. We don't sell PET. I don't know in English. Plastic beverage, and we all our drinks or beverage comes from glass bottles and reusable glass bottles, and the bottles that are not reusable, we recycle in the construction, not only in the glass in the windows, only we triturated, or how do you say, we broken them.
Pulverized?
Yeah, and then we integrated in the concrete to make polish like the floor and different things. So we recycle the most of our waste. Water conservation, we harvesting water. We have two big cisternas, below the yoga studio, and we bump to the tinaco, and then we use it in the... It's still not finished because we still don't have the front area where we are going to complete the system. The same situation with the electricity generation. We have now only 10 solar panels because we don't have roofs still, because it's in the... But in the final project, we are going to have about 24 panels, and they are going to produce enough energy for at least the restaurant and all the services at the level of the street and below, because the second level is going to be housing. We are in the process of construction for apartments and a studio, and the plan is to rent it for long term, medium and long terms. And not exactly as a hotel, sino it's more for
long stay. People who come for a long season. Time.
That's the plan.
Long stay.
Because this is more sustainable, and one night people doesn't know where they are, so it's not possible to really connect it with visitors like that. So, in terms talking about the water. We reuse the gray water in gardening, in the trees that we have. The trees were there before the construction process, and we make the project respecting and respecting the trees and around the trees. And one of them we relocated, the one that is just in front when you was smaller and was in a place where no was not convenient, but we put just replanted in the place. So the another measure that I am really proud of, that we have dry
urinals,
and so because in our houses, in our daily life, in an average we go to the bathroom or we
flush
the water maybe 5 times at one day, and at least 4 are just water. So, and one of the most of the water that we use in one house is for the toilet. So,
but it's would you consider that gray water then, or
no? Gray water is for
gardening. But say, you would consider the urinals and black water.
See, yes,
okay.
the urinal goes directly to the
sewage.
And so maybe we have the first feminine urinal in the city. And so it's completely normal and comfortable. And well, this our bill of water is really, really cheap. We almost don't pay for water because we
recycle.
Not only recycle, we have our own water from the rain, and then we reuse it, recycle, etc. So, and this is the main concern, environmentally concern in this territory. 2 years ago, we were close to the 0 day when we don't have water, when we opened the llave and water had gone. So the most of the measures that we can make in terms of environmental conservation is safe water. This is our main concern. Yeah, but not only has been not always like that, because we have been living here in the desert from many years ago, but agua dulce, sweet water is really, well, we almost finished, because the most of the water, well, one, and this time maybe 35% of the water that we use in the city comes from the
aquifer.
dams in the mountains, and the rest come from river, for pozos, from puentecillas, and we use a lot of energy to bomb and make it come to the city. And also this pozo is drilled.
Wells, and then aquifers coming from the aquifers.
Yeah, so when they built it 40 years ago in the 80s, the deep of the was 50
meters,
and now is 200, 250.
Yeah.
And the problem is not just to go deeper. Is deeper water is warm, and in hot water everything dissolves, also it's contaminated, it's no good water for, so we have to learn to live with less water and to reuse the water. So this is the main sustainable features of our project and how to live it. And Escarola has been not only a laboratory for architecture and bioconstruction, almost in social organization in a different way to make business. The most of our business is collective. So we have the local market, and so it's a producer, local producers market. The most of the items that we sell there that I made for women from Guanajuato. And also we opened the gallery, our gallery, the last Festival Cervantino in October last year. And we promote
local art?
Yeah, but it's como emergent from Ujong.
Emerging.
Mm-hmm. Emergent art. And in a schema that is like a co-op, a community.
Uh-huh.
So they apport or they give 1% of the sale, and this percentage vary or yeah, is different depending of the volume of the sales. If we sell more, they is trying to share the benefits and the well.
Uh-huh.
When we have hard time, everybody have
hard time. Yeah.
Is the gallery in the room that used to be the entrance from Positos?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I missed that when I was okay.
Yes, and the gallery used the space where the restaurant was before.
Yes. Yes.
The restaurant have moved in three
yes.
different locations.
It's
we have been with the kitchen in.
But right now the flow is beautiful, the way you have it now, it's beautiful.
Thank you very much. And also the forum is for local artists, so we offer the space and they establish the amount that the public have to pay, and the money is for the entrance money is for the artists, and our benefits is the consumption of the clients or people who ask for to enjoy the art. So and we offer almost every kind of music and sometimes theater art, and also we host many like social projects where they don't have a admission or they don't charge anything, and in this case we don't have any charge, we share the same schema. So this is Escarola, and well we are going to finish the building maybe in 1 year, we hope so. And the rim of the construction is because, of course, the money, and we are an association, we have partners with Douglas Foley, maybe you know Douglas Foley, he is our partner, and he have financing the project, and his family, so for they have as investment, the main project for them is some of the commercial locals and the housing space, and our part is the restaurant and the forum and the area studio, and so we have this kind of association, and the time is for two reasons, one is the money, and the other one is the construction process that is everything is made by hand, and it's slow, and all the using the materials there and all the artisanal process that we have used is really slow. So it's like an organic process. And in 2 years, we hope it's gonna be finished. And well, beside this project as an architect, I am going to share you another projects that I have worked on. This is in Temescuitate. It was one small house, and now it's an Airbnb. So exactly the same situation than Positos. One part of the building was demolished, and we separated all the materials, and because the project is in the middle of the alley, is too hard and too expensive to take out the
scumbrels. Yeah,
construction waste.
Yeah, there you
construction
go.
Construction waste. So we reuse everything, even waste from concrete and pieces of bricks. we mix again with cement and we make really heavy blocks and we use it in the same construction. And the most of the materials were there and we reuse them.
Recycle.
And I love this imagine because this is like the shows the story of the city. So made with soil, the different colors of the soil, the gray from the mines, the yellow from San Valenciana, etc., and the rocks. And in many projects, I used to leave this kind of window where people can see the story and the herd on the soil of the construction. This is in Temezcuitate, and this one is in Pastita. This is going to the Plaza de San Francisco. And it's the same process. We make adobes with the soil that was there. We separate rocks and is the in the most of the properties in Guanajuato. We already have the construction material there. And well, the sad thing is the most of the cases people
throw away.
Yeah, throw away all this material and they build something with materials that are less adequate for the area, less healthy, because when we live in a soil or adobe house, it's a healthier environment because this adobe or the soil permits the, I don't know the word in English, but air cross through the wall in small particles. So there are no condensation in the walls, so no fungus or contamination. So is people living in soil houses has less
respiratory problems.
Respiratory problems, exactly. Thank you. So, and many another benefits. When the house accomplish his life period, the house is going to be integrated again to the media, so it's to the environment. This is in Pastita, and this one is a completely new house. It's in a small house for a family with two bedrooms. It's in Marfil, it's close to Eugenio Guerrero Street. So we made the adobes in Yerbabuena and we moved it in a truck. And all the wood that we use there comes from the car industry from Silao and is recycled. And the most of the materials, this material in the the tiles, is like a kind of saldos. The well, when they have a big lot and some pieces
are broken.
Yeah, we made the design.
Yes.
So it's things that were considered in like a waste, we reuse it. And this is not just for, maybe many people think that one construction made with reusing materials or recycling is cheaper, and well, maybe the insumes or the items are cheaper, but because we are
labor intensive.
In labor intensive, the price of one house made in with these systems or with the contemporary materials is almost the same because it's a balance. So this house cost 1,200,000 pesos. Is the same price that
construction basically.
So, and the big challenge for this project was to make all the bureaucracy and the process, because this kind of construction is no accepted, it's not known for the people who work in the government. Every rules are standardized for the blocks, bricks, cement and iron materials. So we have to prove that this is solid and make calculations and to demonstrate that this is solid and
not
going to
fall down. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, also the one third of humanity lives in construction like that, and we have lived in, and the historical city is built like that. The things, the truth is that we have lost trust, confianza, in this kind of materials and and also there are kind of, ¿cómo se dice? Is kind of discrimination against the material because people think that it's not clean or it's for poor people or for rural areas or, but well, the kind of architecture that I made is all urban and contemporary and perfectly healthy and safe. So the for the challenge for this project was government.
And now that you have been successful with this, you can use this as an example for when you want to do another one, yes?
Yes, and yeah. This was the, no, well, it was not this, the first one. This was harder because it was filled with credit for government and for the city, for the permissions in the city. I have made many processes and they is not as harder as for bank or for who is going to give the money.
Mm-hmm.
And it's many myths and many things exchange, like for government, they consider it in the statistic that one house made with soil or with adobe is like, they call it the, like really poor, poorer than poor. They have a special number, like they said it's on a, like extreme poverty. So it's really like the standards for to qualify one construction, they consider like no.
Poor poverty.
Yeah, this is really.
Interesting, but mm-hmm. You could still do it.
Yeah, and all the city and many cities.
Well, of course, I've been there for years, a yeah. Long time.
Same. So this is the Marfil project, and this is all my my work,
well,
and I am very
thank you.
Yeah. Share this
indeed, I know where you are. I've been to your
Escarola.
But I have been in it, and I will come back now. I will come back
and
now that I know you.
Again.
I will take a look at this place all over again. I
thank
am.
You
I
very
do
much.
That.
We invite
I'm cool
you
with
to
that.
Come to Escarola.
Yeah, I'm coming.
Yeah,
I want to see it.
We
you do some things that are
Escarola
very interesting to me.
20 some years ago, and then we went in this past year and we're looking around like, wow.
Well, I walked by that for years and years and years, and it was just an empty lot.
Yep.
Yeah.
With that big, those big wagon doors.
Is there a movement like this across the country? It sounds very similar to what's going on with moda, with fashion, with upsourcing.
I think it's, yes, it's a, but I would like to think that it's not just a fashion movement. I think it's like consciousness and to recover the wisdom and the another way to resolve the same problem. And yes, there is a movement to increase and to support bioconstruction and sustainable and using soil or clay, natural process. And when I start like 16 years ago researching about I had I am a bioconstruction autodidacta. How do you say it? Bioconstructor, autodidact, bioconstructor. I have learned for myself all the and researching and trying, and this is why Escarola is a laboratory, because there are no books, biography. And now there are many books and published different research, and but it's something that is like recovering big, and we can see in Oaxaca, in Taxco, in Pátzcuaro, that now they are recovering and rebuilding with the old techniques, and little by little, government and public politics for conservation of the city, they are obligating or to use the traditional technique, not only to reveal the shape or the view, because Guanajuato and Zacatecas and many historical cities has been victims of this movement in which they demolish the houses and rebuild with contemporary and just keeping the view. Mm-hmm. And but we lost the environmental properties and of course the wisdom that is in the way to build. Now in university, I have participated in optative and courses, workshop, and to defunding and sharing this new way to. And I had many disciples or students coming.
Disciples, yeah.
Young people interested in this way, and. But because they have no learning in university,
right.
But now they are coming the knowledge to university,
right.
And to promoting and expanding this new view. And I think is increasing, and now in Guanajuato there are many projects that are for the, and. No, also projects common architects are trying to make this process, and people more interested into made it in this way.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's same thing that in many knowledge areas like medicine, we are coming back to herbalary, and in psychology, we are trying different. Constellations and every mm-hmm. knowledge area are exploring the wisdom from the past and
everything old is new again.
Yeah, exactly. Everything old was new again.
So Mexico is becoming the counterweight to artificial intelligence.
Hopefully.
Natural intelligence.
We use paint colors, we make our paint with soil
uh-huh.
And it's a really easy process. We bring the earth or the soil from different areas. I choose it because the color. It is the only criteria.
Mm-hmm.
So we put it in water, and for the natural process of decantation, water is in the surface, and then there are a kind of like a kappa one or
a layer.
Layer of really really fine.
Yeah.
And this is that we use for painting, and in the front is the gravel and the sand.
Yeah.
So we separated this and we mix it with the same materials that they used in the past, cactus juice,
uh-huh, uh-huh.
No, baba de nopal, uh-huh. Is and sal, which just sal, and just binding. And if we apply in a surface that has been chemistry trade. Like these walls that they have cement or one industrial paint, we use an industrial sealer, like mix it with soil and is going to have the natural color and this kind of patina, or I don't know, this kind of mate color that only soil can give. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really easy to make pintura, paint. Mm-hmm.
Pero la tinta también is natural or no?
Yeah.
Como es el naranja?
Yeah. This is one photo of the one wall in Escarola. Make juice with soil from Santa Rosa. Uh-huh. This color is from Santa Rosa. Then yellow and the kind of mustard color comes from Valenciana.
Sí.
And I make mix. In Oaxaca, they have a green and many colors. And when I travel, I bring...
bring back a ton of dirt, huh?
Yeah. Same. So, and... it's really easy to make natural paint.
And do you have, did you have to train workers, or did you find workers who trained you?
I trained the workers. And now, in this process, I discovered a bioconstruction school in Tlaxcala. And I have gone and learned many techniques there, and my workers have gone there to learn different techniques. And there are, in León, there are a school. It's not exactly a construction school, it's a music school, but when they build it in a natural process, they invite people to learn, and my workers were there. The team of workers has been with us almost all the process. Alfredo and Martin, they have 16 years working with me, and other workers have incorporated during the process, and some of them have gone to other projects, but yes, we have to teach them to, and I think the harder part is to teach them to trust in the technique, because they have lost the confidence in the.
And how was it? Did you just have to put everything on hold during the pandemic?
Oh, in the pandemic, we continue working with a smaller team, with only 4 workers. Now we have 5, almost. We have had a team of 4, 6. The bigger team that we have had has been 7 workers. So during the pandemic, one of them goes to the States and another goes to another place, and we keep only 4 workers. And was the time when we make the excavation and the separation of this photo was during the pandemic, when it looks like a bomb.
Yeah.
This is the wall that, and it's below the yoga studio and all this area. Is so was
okay.
Yes, because the wall was outside, and I think everything was safe, and the restaurant reduced to the Mercadito. Uh-huh. We closed the restaurant for almost 1 year, and was really hard. And we sell only coffee and sandwiches and salads in the small space where is the Mercadito, and we survived with all this, and with one people working in the cafe, and the other people, the Doña Lupe is diabetic, and she was to be in the house for 1 year, and so was a hard time, but was a time for to make the hardest part of the construction. When pandemic is finished, we already have
broke loose.
You're down to ground zero, yeah.
Okay. And has the university shown, architecture school, shown interest in teaching this?
I have shared one semester, one optative class of bioconstruction, but just for one semester. And then, because my agenda, I couldn't continue. And they invite me I don't think they have a strong interest in to include it in the curricula, but not only me, another architects or people making this kind, we are invited to conferences, workshops and things. And I think the most of the times the same students they promote it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, academia is very, very, very slow to change.
Yeah. Bureaucracy.
Slower than the church sometimes.
But you see interest in the students.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Individual students.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, you get some of those. That's how Alejandro.
They need to express to their instructors
like giving the best education.
Mm-hmm. That they
yeah.
want this.
Exactly. Yeah. But it's a slow process.
Mm-hmm. And how is it living in the middle of the process?
Well,
a little noisy.
I think the harder thing is to. I have to learn to sleep without a lot of noise at night.
Uh-huh.
This is the worst thing. During the day, coming from a farm life,
uh-huh.
And,
oh, yeah.
And living in this student cities, and this is not, and because I work in construction, so I live in the construction, is not for me. And I am the only one who live here, and I have lived here. Well, Douglas, when he comes, he live here. I moved here after pandemia. I have lived here for just 5 years. Before was no, I still don't have my apartment. So in the hardest time of the construction process, I was not there living, just working all the day. Mm-hmm. But I think the noise is hard for everything living here. Everybody living here suffers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So fascinating.
And you did
Wait,
very well with your English.
Thank you very much.
I want to look at this place. Oh my. Oh my.
Interesting the color of the soil and the places.